It's not right for a school of terrorism to be located in our own backyard. And we will hold those responsible. We will hold those responsible and shut down this school.
Officers were quoted in the government media, that was Novedades, their newspaper, as saying, "We are only putting into practice what we learned at the School of the Americas," and now they're calling that human rights violations. After the overthrow of the Somoza dictatorship by the people of Nicaragua in 1979, the officers trained at the SOA formed the basis of the counter-revolutionary army, funded, armed, and trained by the United States to wage war against the new government. In what was called at the time state-sponsored terrorism, these forces blew up schools, health clinics, and agricultural cooperatives, and tortured and killed civilians.
We investigated. We found out that the colonel in charge of that battalion, Colonel Gustavo Matamoros, also was a former student of the School of the Americas. When Colombia Support Network called him to find out why the paramilitaries so freely could kill this person that is located in a city that is heavily under the protection of the military, and we explained to him that we were from the United States, he said it was none of our business to call him.
Hola, ¿cómo están?
How are you, everybody?
Estoy contento de estar con ustedes hoy.
I'm really happy to be with you today.
De ver tanta expresión de solidaridad y apoyo hacia las víctimas de la guerra de Colombia.
To see so much solidarity, to see so much concern for the victims of Colombia.
Apoyamos una salida pacífica y negociada a la crisis de violación de derechos humanos que vive nuestro país.
Lori Berenson is in prison because of Vladimiro Ilyanovich Montesinos Torres, now also in prison, a graduate of the School of Assassins. This dirty lowlife is responsible for the murder, torture, and disappearance of numerous people in his years running Peru's Inteligencia Nacional Servicio.
Hi, we're here from Critical Mass. A Critical Mass is a big bike ride, and all around the world, in cities all around the world, once a month people get together and do these massive bike rides. And we do them here in DC the first Friday of every month. And we do it for lots of different reasons, because we love riding our bikes, because we want to show there's different modes of transportation and remind cars that bikes are out there.
La Asociación de Afrocolombianos se forma a raíz de los desplazamientos que se han venido dando en los territorios donde hemos vivido históricamente, porque son unos territorios que son ricos en recursos naturales, en una gran biodiversidad, y porque ahí se quieren hacer grandes megaproyectos. Entonces la población que está ubicada en ese territorio es objetivo militar para lograr que se vayan del territorio y entonces poder implementar sus obras.
Well, it's upsetting, it really is, because I had a really good job, was working and had a lot of things going for me. I went from working 60 hours to 30 hours after September 11th to no hours.
Right now I'm feeling a very warm feeling right now that people are coming together and they're not succeeding in keeping us away. They're trying very hard, but we're growing. And this is very comforting, very reassuring. The protest against the Vietnam War started out small, a lot smaller than this.
Thank you. handful of people that believe the same thing that you do, but you know, to see so many people, it's great.
Yeah, it's great to see, you know, so many people coming out to, you know, basically speak their minds against this war on, quote, terrorism. But also, it's just great to have so many people that just are happy to be here and smiling. You see so many kids, you know, and just look at it. It's like, this is the melting pot. You know, you see every kind of person here. You know, everybody you could imagine is here, which means we are united for some things, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully the powers that be will get the message.
You could just mention your name.
Heliai, Haile Selassie I, King Rastafari. Yes, I'm out here today, burning racism and burning our war on the battlefield, you know, in front of the White House, you know, burning down our colonial powers and just our racism, because we need peace upon the earth, you know. It's saying called righteousness exalt the earth, you know. Righteousness is fullness and everything thereof, the Most High, you see. So just love and fire! Fire! Born racism.
Name, dude?
Yeah, my name is Kofi. I'm coming out to Boo York, you know. I'm treading earth.
Boo York?
Yeah, I'm coming out to Boo York and I'm treading earth. See? So just peace and love and respect to all people.
And what are you feeling right now, man?
I'm just feeling powerful and feeling enough righteous energy, you know.
Excellent.
Feeling pleased to be here amongst people who against war and against racism.
I'm sitting here hoping to just see continuous oceans of people come up here. I'd like to see this whole place completely filled up so we could barely move.
I'm very excited about what all those people who are around. After 9/11, actually, the activism was kind of down. I mean, is that true? The activist was submitted by all those terrorists that attack. But this is a chance that we are back. The activists are still alive in the United States, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's our responsibility to be here to tell Bush that we are not agree with you. There's so many people not agree with you, so you better watch out. Actually, he's a warlord. That's what I can tell.
Well, I think everyone has souls.
Yeah, everybody has souls, but the Muslim people are really sad because what's happening to us and everything. So
Muslim people are really sad? You're feeling sadness?
Yeah.
Some people are feeling sad and some people are feeling really happy and empowered too. Do you feel happy about things sometimes?
Yeah, but I'm sad what's happening now.
Really? Sorry that you're sad. What makes you sad?
That Jewish people are killing a lot of Muslims and I wish they can just stop.
Well, basically, I'm going to be talking about the case of Rabia Haddad, who has been held without criminal charges since December 14th, without any evidence produced against him, denied bail. In that respect, he's like many hundreds of immigrants, particularly Arabs and Muslims, who've been racially profiled by this government. But there are some respects in which his case is unique. He is co-founder of Global Relief Foundation, which is the second largest Muslim charity based in the United States, and they were also shut down, their assets seized, the organization shut down by the federal government on December 14th, with no criminal charges placed against them. They were just unilaterally shut down by Ashcroft's Justice Department, and they have sued to be allowed the right to continue operating as a U.S. organization, and the government has come back with the USA Patriot Act and has attempted for the first time ever to use so-called secret evidence against Global Relief Foundation. And this is a threat not only against Global Relief, obviously, and the Muslim and Arabic communities, but if they can go after a US-based organization such as Global Relief like this, they can go after every single organization represented at this rally in the same way. We joined the Chicago Coalition Against War and Racism. Our organization is the Chicago Anti-Bashing Network, which is a gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender liberation organization.
Oh, really?
We joined because we know what it's like for our community to be attacked by complete strangers on the street simply for who we are. We know what it's like to have our places of worship attacked by bigots. We know what it's like to have the government pass discriminatory laws against us. And so when we see that happening against another community, we feel it's incumbent upon us to step up to the plate in solidarity, not just with words, not just with press releases, but actually get out in the streets and defend other people the way we would like people to defend us, the way the people did when Matthew Shepard was murdered.
Very mad and very angered, you mm-hmm. know. It's clear that our government doesn't want to leave any friend for us in the world, you know. We stand alone. We have only one friend in the world, which is called Israel. A state is built on terrorism and built on racism. It's the reincarnation of the idea of Nazism itself.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. The only apartheid system on earth is our friend. Okay.
An associate member of the Raging Grannies. The real Raging Grannies are a bunch of women from Vermont. They just performed on a big stage. But I think it's a great concept, and I'm a granny, and I'm raging against a lot of things.
I talked to some Grey Panthers when I worked for the Feminist Maturity Foundation a few years ago. Ever heard of them?
Oh, sure, I'm a member.
You remember the Grey Panthers?
I am, yep.
And maybe starting with an emotional level, how are you feeling emotionally right now?
You know, I feel so hopeful that there's so many young people here. In the 80s, I just said to a friend of mine, when we went to demonstrations and rallies in the 80s, if we saw anybody under 50, it was like a rarity. And now there are so many young people here. It's thank goodness, thank the goddess, thank somebody, that you young folks are out here and energized and angry and, you know, ready to do what you have to do to change things.
I think people have come here for various reasons, but I think the overall feel of people is that I think they're tired and frustrated with the hypocrisy, the contradictions of a system that speaks of democracy, but speaks of democracy but only for the few and not for the many.
All right.
So I would say that yes, there's various issues here, but I think the underlying current among everyone here is that they want an alternative.
And on an emotional level, what's going on with you?
Basically, I feel good. I think it's very important, definitely after 9/11, that people begin not to be fearful of protesting, of dissenting voices, and to also raise critical analysis, you know, of capitalism. And I think it's a good beginning stage. What I think will be an even more greater consciousness of looking concretely to what, you know, what we have to do to change the situation that we have in front of us.
and our civil rights. Black, Latino, Asian, Arab, white. Not racist, porno.
Porno more, defend our civil rights.
Black, Latino, Asians, Arabs, whites. No racist, war no more, no more.
Defend our civil rights.
I think that it is totally unheard of what is happening in the world, not just Israel and the Palestinians, but it's just totally unreal. I mean, you know, we are violent. That's all we are. We are nothing but a violent country. We are everywhere. We're in Bosnia, we're in Yemen. What are we doing? What is it proving? We don't have money for education and to get our economy going, yet and still all you hear is bombs. Bombing Afghanistan and all this.
And so on an emotional level, this is an anger and a frustration.
It is every day I wake up thinking of this, because it's totally unreal that you won't give people a chance to live. And then when you look at that squatter in the White House saying that, because that's what he is, he didn't get there, you know, he's a squatter. And basically when you're looking at that and he's saying that Ariel Sharon is a man of peace, if that's what a man of peace is, then they should throw him out, Cheney out, Colin Powell out, you know? And everybody else that goes along with them, like Condoleezza Rice. They are evil. The evilness is here. When he says access of evil, it's right here.
Ever since September 11th and everything that's happened, I felt completely alone. I live in a small town and everyone has their SUVs with the American flag going, God bless America, blah de blah de, supporting the war. And it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I felt so alone until today.
I've kind of felt alone, but I feel like being here has definitely given you more like self-esteem and courage to join together and stand up for your own opinion, that it's okay to have an opinion, and you're not a terrorist for having one.